Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Each morning when I wake up, my heart turns to the Lord, and I often say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." I value His presence so much and need His touch upon my life for every situation I face. This week, we're starting a special series called Be Empowered by the Holy Spirit. I pray that you'll experience His empowering presence in new and wonderful ways this week. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Psalm 23:2. These still waters represent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the person in the Trinity who gives you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's from Galatians 5:22-23. As well, He provides everything you need on a daily basis to survive trials and heartache so you can continue walking in integrity and come through triumphantly on the other side. As one reader of A Miracle Every Day recently shared with me, every morning I receive your email that meets my needs at that very moment. Sometimes I begin to wonder how you know my needs, but I remembered that it is the work of the Holy Spirit of the living God. My friend, did you know that at the creation of the world, the Spirit of God was hovering in the darkness over the face of the waters? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Genesis 1:2. Jesus Himself would clearly establish this parallel between water and the Spirit. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this He spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in Him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7:37-39. My friend, Jesus, your good shepherd, wants to lead you beside the still waters. He desires to fill you with the Holy Spirit so that your life may spring forth praises to God. He longs to see you refreshed and renewed so that you may overflow with blessings for others, as if a river of living water were flowing through your entire being, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, Acts 3:19-20. This is the verse that I'm praying for you today, my friend.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.